Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. There is so much going on in the great state of Minnesota, and I am excited to talk about it during Center Stage. Okay, we're going to start out with an organization called Cultural Jambalaya. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not, but let me tell you a little bit. They were founded in 2005. It's a Twin Cities-based nonprofit. And it's a creator and provider for free educational resources that bring the world into the classroom with multimedia content and lesson plans to improve students' global awareness and cross-cultural understanding. And I say this because we are speaking with the equity leader, Leanne Stevens. She is going to receive the 2022 Cultural Jambalaya Diversity Award, and I am excited for her. This will all happen and be recognized on October 13th at a gala, and I'm excited to really talk about it tonight. So let's get started. Dr. Leanne Stevens, an equity leader and teacher at St. Louis Park Schools, will receive the 2022 Cultural Jambalaya Diversity Award, which honors those who have made a positive difference by advancing multiculturalism and ethnic diversity in their Minnesota communities. Now, Stevens, Minnesota's Teacher of the Year in 2006 and twice a finalist for the National Teachers Hall of Fame, has been a K-12 teacher and education leader for 33 years. 33 years. She is a former racial equity coach for St. Louis Park Schools and currently serves as the district's equity teacher leader and high achievement program coordinator, serving Black, Indigenous, and people of color who take advanced classes. Welcome to Dr. Leanne Stevens. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you very much.
You know, it was important for me to read that much. I know it's probably a lot when you're listening to all of that, knowing it's all about you. But I really want people to know how significant you have been in education and how many students have really grown under your tutelage. So as we look at who you are and why you do what you do, I can only say I know who you are from what I've read, but I don't know who you are as a teacher. But what I've heard are nothing but praise. Tell me what it's like to continue to teach.
You know, for me, teaching really does bring me a lot of joy. And so I really understand, like, particularly because of what's been happening the last few years, like with the pandemic and the struggles that have been occurring in education. But for me, I'm able to still find a sense of joy from the students because the students that I serve, they are glad that I'm there. They're glad to be there. They're glad to be able to interact with me and spend time with me and share space and time. And so for me, I still, after all these years, I still get a lot of joy from teaching.
You are highly educated. You are a teacher who loves what she does. And I'm trying to figure out why we don't see enough of that. And we really don't. We don't hear enough about teachers that really love their jobs. I have heard complaints from teachers who used to love it, and they feel like they are not supported today. You know, you got to keep growing even when you're a teacher. You got to keep growing. How do you make that happen in your life?
You know, it's so interesting, because I do believe that there's still a lot of teachers out there who do enjoy it, and I feel like their voices might be muffled. You know, we may not be hearing from them, but I work with people who still do enjoy showing up every single day. But for me, again, it always comes down to the students and being able to look at them and have hope for the future and being able to develop these student leaders. Like, that's what keeps me going every day.
You've been teaching K through 12. Is that correct?
So I've had experience in that range, right? So when I first started off teaching, I taught first grade, and then I moved to like fifth and sixth grade. And now I'm at a high school in St. Louis Park. I've had elementary experience and high school experience.
Okay. So when you move from class to class, grade to grade, there is something to learn at every peak, right? And as you, do you write it down? Do you say to yourself, don't forget what happened in kindergarten? Don't forget what successes happened then? Do you do that for every year that you are teaching?
You know what? I don't think I write it down physically, but I do have it in my memory.
Okay, so a mental note.
I do remember, you know, students who have impacted my life or students whose lives I've impacted. So I do keep, you know, remembering that. I think that's important to keep those successes, in my mind. And so, and it just, for me, is a really great reminder of why I do what I do.
So you do what you do. Of course, you've heard about all of the stories and challenges of, you know, making sure the books stay in the schools, that these young people, the children and the teenagers really need to learn about our history, not just the history that, you know, one group of people may want them to know, but to really overall be very clear on who we are as the United States. And I'm just curious to know, are you concerned this year for the books that are still on the shelves that the children will have access to, or are you concerned about them not necessarily having the ability to read certain books that you think they really should read?
You know, it's interesting. I think for me, I'm probably more concerned about what we're trying to withhold and why are we trying to do that? Because I really believe it's important for us to make sure that students are critical thinkers and they can come up with decisions on their own. So I believe that, you know, giving them that information, having it out there, and then they can make a decision. They can decide what they want to, you know, take in and what they don't. But I don't believe it's for me to withhold all of that from them, because I know the students with whom I talk with and the students who are involved with my student group, Students Organized for Anti-Racism, they are hungering. Like, they're having these conversations. They're having conversations about race. They're having conversations about curriculum that reflects who they are and reflects not just the dominant narrative, but reflects students of color and indigenous students. And so they want that. And that's why they appreciate being a part of Students Organized for Anti-Racism, because for them, that really is a space where they can grow and they can learn. And they can take in all the information, and then they can make decisions on their own. But, you know, I'd rather have them asking questions than for me to try to give them all the answers, because I really do believe that we need to continue to create a community of learners and students who are, like, always thinking. And we can't do that if we're trying to, like, monitor every single thing that they take in and withhold it from them because we feel like they might be uncomfortable or it might make them feel guilty. And I think that's a big piece, right? Like, talking, you know, we don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable. But we have students of color who are feeling uncomfortable every single day in their classroom spaces because the curriculum doesn't reflect them, and they're not seen as brilliant. And so, I think that's where the conversation needs to go.
Well, I am excited that you have been named the one to really lead this cultural Jambalaya's annual gala, which will be held at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, October 13th at the Metropolitan Ballroom in Golden Valley, Minnesota. And, of course, it's also featuring the speaker, Chef Yi Vang, James Beard Award nominee, who honors his Hmong heritage by combining his local traditions with those from his family's cultural traditions. So I will be there, and I'm very excited to hear you speak, to hear you get your acceptance here, to know that you have been honored, well deserved, by the way, and I can't wait to meet you. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you so much, and I really appreciate you taking this time to let me talk a little bit.
Well, talk a little bit. You and I could talk a lot. We both like to talk. I could listen to you for a while, okay? I just want you to know that. So thank you so much for staying with us tonight and giving us your story. Dr. Leanne Stevens, so excited to meet you on October 13th. You take care.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right. All right, everyone. That is all about cultural Jambalaya, and if you don't know who they are, look them up. They are a nonprofit, and they do a lot of great work. We're going to take a break and do some news, and we'll come back, or do some spots, and we'll come back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Steele Talkin'. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. This is Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. This is the hour. We really honor so many artists here in the great state of Minnesota, and there are so many great things that are happening. And for this segment, Winona LaDuke is going to join us, Executive Director of Honor the Earth. I am so excited to hear her voice tonight because I just think what she has been doing with her life is so integral, and it is important, and we should never forget the work that is being done. And what are we here to talk about is Deferro Wunatai, Reservation Dogs, and National Geographic model and water protector Kunana Chasing Horse, added as a featured speaker and presenters at annual Water is Life Festival, September 4th at Bayfront Park in Duluth. And I want to say welcome back to Lenona. Oh my gosh, I'm getting this wrong tonight. Winona LaDuke, how are you, honey? Hey, now. It's great to hear your voice.
Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you on.
So tell us. I'm happy to be on your show.
Oh, it's been a while since I've seen you, but boy, did we have a good time. Okay, so tell us all about this Water is Life Festival at the Bayfront Park in Duluth.
Well, you know, we've actually been there for about 5 or 6 years, but this last year and this year are the first big ones. And kind of a standalone in the festival landscape with an unprecedented collection of indigenous and other artists, musicians, actors, and leaders coming together to say water is life and rocks and music on the water. And so, of course, you have like,
No, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is that you have everything from, you know, Key Sekola, Joe Rainey, Lowe, Allison Russell, to the Indigo Girls, and of course, Annie DeFranco, all coming out with David Huckfeldt, and geez, Corey Medina, he's squeezing us in before he goes down to the state fair. We got some great musicians coming in, and we're all here to talk about the water is life and really celebrate the water and talk about how we need to protect it. And we're really honored that more, you know, luminaries, actors are coming in. Gary Farmer, Uncle Brownie, and Quanah Chasing Horse. She's a Vogue model. She's on the cover of National Geographic. She's just, you know, really a remarkable young woman, and she's a water protector. So they're all coming in to rock something by the water and honor the water, and also talk about why we need to protect the water in our Great Lakes.
Do you think that the climate changes we've been seeing and experiencing all across this country, do you think people are finally understanding how important it is, what you've been talking about for decades, how you've been fighting for the water? Do people really get it?
You know, I think that catastrophes teach you things, you know, which is a sad statement, but it's, you know, it has been the worst drought in the history of the state last year since in my lifetime, and a sky that was red all last summer with the forest fires in the north. It's, you know, it's some scary times, you know, catastrophes of biblical proportions. I think some people are waking up, and I think that people would like a way out. They'd like to know that there's going to be some food, you know, in the store, or that they can grow their own food, and that their water's going to be drinkable, and that, you know, their energy systems are going to work because they're local. And I think that there's a lot of people interested in having a more secure future and really getting back in balance with Mother Earth. Because really, you don't want to pick a fight with Mother Nature. You're not going to win. So, you know, a lot of this movement and, of course, this concert is really about, you know, how to give people some good suggestions on things we can take action on together, and as well the solutions that are right here, whether it's hemp, you know, I'm a hemp farmer, industrial hemp, or whether it's renewable energy, or whether it's, you know, refiguring things so we don't move things so darn far, you know, and get a little bit more local, you know. And Duluth's the place to do a lot of that. Duluth and Superior, you know, it's, these are, you know, this is a beautiful twin cities and twin ports of the north, and we'd like to keep them that way. And, you know, no oil, no exploding refineries, that'd all be great. And, a beautiful future on the lake.
Final question for you. You constantly pour out to so many to try to get them to understand the importance of what you are trying to do. You are standing by at all times. And I just wonder how do you fill up again? How do you say to yourself, okay, I've poured out for the last 15, 20 years, and now I need to, you know, build it all back up again so that I can keep going back to do my work. How do you do that? What do you find that makes it a difference for you?
Okay, first of all, I have a motto, and it's all summer motto, a lake a day. A lake a day, which means I got to go in the lake. Not, you know, most of the time I swim, but maybe I just go take a good splash. So yesterday I was on Superior. Mm-hmm. I was up on Madeline Island listening to the surf. You know, beautiful. If you just go and be someplace beautiful, you know exactly what I mean. Listening to the surf can clear your head.
That's right.
And that's what I do. You know, every day I go make sure that I'm around beautiful things and then take a breath as I need. And, you know, I like to, you know, honor things, go powwow, you know, at our ceremonies and, you know, just live a good life. That helps a lot.
Well, you have some superstars that are involved in this, and you are one of the superstars as well, my dear. So I really am looking forward to this. This is August 12th of 2020. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Give me the date when this
September
begins.
4th, September 4th.
Thank you.
Sunday, September 4th in Duluth, Bayfront Park. First Avenue is producing it. You can get your tickets online, Water is Life Fest. And I don't know if we got that linked up there, but, you know, you could go to the Honor the Earth website and come join us. You know, last year we had a rocking concert and, 4,000 people out, and we're looking to increase that, and we're ready to roll. Listen, thanks for the call, and I hope to see you down there. And just remember, everybody, you know, be a water protector. It's a good thing.
I just love how you love to work for the planet. Thank you so much, Winona. Great to have you on tonight. And for everyone that's listening, you're welcome. Sunday, September 4th is when it's all happening. The gates open at 12 noon. All ages event. Tickets are $40. You can purchase at AXS or just go to bit.ly/WaterIsLifeFest. Check it out, you guys. Even Dessa is on this one. This is huge. All right, we'll be back in a moment. All right, this is the time when we get a chance to talk to the lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune. We call him Rohan Preston. That's his name. And I love having him on Center Stage. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I got to see you today at church.
Amen, amen.
Let me tell you something, man. Geraldine does not go to church often. I mean, I grew up going to church like probably three times on the weekend, and then just about every night of the week. There was meetings,
wow,
choir rehearsals, and so much more. And so I have absolute faith. I am a Christian, but man, I don't go to church often. I have actually watched online many times,
mm-hmm,
but it was powerful today. And I'm just wondering, when you were in Jamaica, born and raised, was religion, was your faith at the forefront of your life and your family?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, we were, I guess you'd call it polyfaith, because we were Catholics on Sundays and Baptists on Wednesdays.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, my grandfather was, yeah, we went to different churches in the community and on different nights.
That's amazing. You know, I remember reading a book when I was at Concordia getting my undergrad degree, and I remember reading about how many people in Middle East, you know, Muslims that learn other faiths first before they even read their own sacred text. And I found that fascinating. I thought, why don't we do that? I mean, I would have loved to have learned about all of the, as many as possible, of those faiths that I didn't know much about, or their sacred texts I had never read. I would have loved that. So to hear that you went on one night and was taught Catholic and went another night, that's remarkable to me. What is it?
What's interesting, what was about, you know, it's like you learn that one is like, has more doctrine mm-hmm. than, you know, and more ritual, is more ritualistic than the other, and where things can be. It's like, how can you have a wedding? Like, what are the ceremonies for one faith? In terms of like a wedding or a funeral, all the high moments, all of those are scripted very differently, and some have more room than others for sort of reflection, personal reflection, that kind of stuff. You know?
I would have loved to have been able to learn like that. That must have been quite remarkable for you. And when you left Jamaica and went off to college, were you able to hold on to some of those thoughts and understandings about other faiths? Did you get more involved to learn about
more? Yeah, I did. And that's a really great question, because I did study and read about not just Christianity, but Judaism, Islam, mm-hmm. Buddhism, Shintoism, very, you know, other forms, other faiths. And I think that's really, really important for us, because these are the things that define the vast majority of humanity, and understanding not just the beliefs, but also how those beliefs order people's lives. you know, it's really important. And it's interesting that I cover theater because there's so much that's theatrical and so much that's dramatic about how faith is practiced, how faith is interpreted, how faith is promulgated, and how it continues, you know?
Exactly. And of course, you know, I've been looking at theater and how they prescribe to faith, right? The afterlife and from the Christian experience to so many others, like the Book of Mormon. A lot of people are laughing, but some people really gleaned a lot from that piece. Jesus Christ Superstar is still very famous. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor. I mean, we could go on. And I'm just curious, is it different for you to see a piece on the theater stage that you've loved for many years, and then all of a sudden it turns and it's something that is more religious? And how do you feel about that, or what have you heard from the audience?
Well, you know, that's a great, great question. And it's a question that occurred to me today, because during the baptism, they quoted us, they sang a song from The Lion King, which is the reversal, like how the secular gets into the sacred and how the sacred gets into the secular, which, you know, because there's so many, many different ways of that. I mean, it's not even a two-way street. It's like a roundabout in a way, because all this stuff is, you know, coming and going all the time, you know? So yeah, when I see shows, and see shows that deal with, certainly with spirituality and faith, I have a ton of questions. But I when I go to a show, and I have to tell you this too, I try to be as open as possible, and I do that old commercial from the 70s where you go, "Caldon, take me away." You know, I try to be just as open so that you're not like closing off any of the experience. You know what I mean?
Right, but your job appears to be one that has to literally reach out, right, and pull all of that in so that you can retain it and understand it and, of course, speak about it. And I'm curious to know what that's like when it's something so desperate and awful versus something that is very religious that can almost insult people. You know, it's got to be interesting how you deal with all of that when it comes to theater.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a continuous, like, conversation issue, you know, in terms of awareness. I mean, you mentioned the Book of Mormon, and that is true in many ways to the faith belief. It didn't, you know, it's done in a comic way, but it's not sacrilegious as far as I could see. And with that, you know, it's like, my job too is to speak as intelligently as I can about this, these subjects without sort of replicating any ignorance. Do you know what I mean? And, or any, you know, anything that may be, that can set someone off or may be disrespectful and so on and so forth. And so that is, you know, I love that challenge because it's a continuous education, continuous growth, not just intellectually or even spiritually and emotionally, but in all ways. And so I love that challenge.
It is a huge challenge. I know with Gospel at Colonus, you know, being on the stage, even going to Broadway, it's just remarkable how people were moved by it. They saw it more as a religion, a religious movement at times. You know, we heard people say, "God is in this space," right? Which is really powerful. And then there were others going, "So was that all fake? I mean, how did you guys do that?" It was really a remarkable thing. I am so blessed to have been a part of that. Even though I didn't do the Broadway run like my siblings did, I am so honored to have been a piece of that. So how do you, when you look at the pieces that you go to see on the stages and you say to yourself, "It's time now for another piece," when do you see it happen? Is it usually around Christmas? Is it usually around Easter when something new comes to the stage that deals with religion?
You know, I think it's any time. I mean, There are a couple of things I have to say about that. But one is that because the shows that are out there have become such standards, they really have a great place and a dominant place on the stage. So there isn't, as far as I see, there hasn't been as much of a clamor for the new work. But I also want to say that there's a lot of spirituality infused in so much that we see and do. And sometimes it's something as small as a chorus that sounds like a gospel choir, right?
Right.
And sometimes it's the whole show. So, you know, the form itself, theater itself, and especially musical theater, is sort of redolent, sort of infused.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, this is the time when we get a chance to talk to the lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune. We call him Rohan Preston, that's his name, and I love having him on Center Stage. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I got to see you today at church.
Amen, amen.
Let me tell you something, man. Geraldine does not go to church often. I mean, I grew up going to church like probably three times on the weekend, and then just about every night of the week. There was meetings,
wow,
choir rehearsals, and so much more. And so I have absolute faith. I am a Christian, but man, I don't go to church often. I have actually watched online many times,
mm-hmm,
but it was powerful today. And I'm just wondering, when you were in Jamaica, born and raised, was religion, was your faith at the forefront of your life and your family?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, we were I guess you'd call it polyfaith, because we were Catholics on Sundays and Baptists on Wednesdays.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, my grandfather was. Yeah, we went to different churches in the community and on different nights.
That's amazing. You know, I remember reading a book when I was at Concordia getting my undergrad degree, and I remember reading about how many people in Middle East, you know, Muslims that learn other faiths first before they even read their own sacred text. And I found that fascinating. I thought, why don't we do that? I mean, I would have loved to have learned about all of the, as many as possible, of those faiths that I didn't know much about, or their sacred texts I had never read. I would have loved that. So to hear that you went on one night and was taught Catholic and went another night, it was, I mean, that's remarkable to me. What is it?
It is. What's interesting, what was about, you know, it's like you learn that one is like, has more doctrine than, you know, and more ritual, is more ritualistic than the other, and where things can be. It's like, how can you have a wedding? Like, what are, you know, what are the ceremonies for one faith? In terms of like a wedding or a funeral, all the high moments, all of those are scripted very differently, and some have more room than others for sort of reflection, personal reflection, that kind of stuff. You know?
I would have loved to have been able to learn like that. That must have been quite remarkable for you. And when you left Jamaica and went off to college, were you able to hold on to some of those thoughts and understandings about other faiths? Did you get more involved to learn about
I
more?
Yeah, I did. And that's a really great question, because I did study and read about not just Christianity, but Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Shintoism, you know, other forms, other faiths. And I think that's really, really important for us, because these are the things that define the vast majority of humanity, and understanding not just the beliefs, but also how those beliefs order people's lives. You know, it's really important. And it's interesting that I cover theater, because there's so much that's theatrical and so much that's dramatic about how faith is practiced, how faith is interpreted, how faith is promulgated, and how it continues, you know?
Exactly. And of course, you know, I've been looking at theater and how they prescribe to faith, right? The afterlife, and from the Christian experience to so many others, like the Book of Mormon. A lot of people are laughing, but some people really gleaned a lot from that piece. Jesus Christ Superstar is still very famous. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor. I mean, we could go on. And I'm just curious, is it different for you to see a piece on the theater stage that you've loved for many years, and then all of a sudden it turns and it's something that is more religious? And how do you feel about that? Or what have you heard from the audience?
Well, you know, that's a great, great question. And it's a question that occurred to me today, because during the baptism, they quoted us. They sang a song from The Lion King, which is the reversal, like how the secular gets into the sacred and how the sacred gets into the secular, which, you know, because there's so many, many different ways of that. I mean, it's not even a two-way street. It's like a roundabout in a way, because all this stuff is, you know, it's coming and going all the time, you know? So when I see shows, and see shows that deal with, certainly with spirituality and faith, I have a ton of questions. But I when I go to a show, and I have to tell you this too, I try to be as open as possible, and I do that old commercial from the 70s where you go, "Caldon, take me away." You know, I try to be just as open, so that you're not like closing off any of the experience. You know what I mean?
Right, but your job appears to be one that has to literally reach out, right, and pull all of that in so that you can retain it and understand it and, of course, speak about it. And I'm curious to know what that's like when it's something so desperate and awful versus something that is very religious that can almost insult people. You know, mm-hmm. It's got to be interesting how you deal with all of that when it comes to theater.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a continuous, like, conversation issue, you know, in terms of awareness. I mean, you mentioned the Book of Mormon, and that is true in many ways to the faith belief. It didn't, you know, it's done in a comic way, but it's not sacrilegious as far as I could see. And with that, you know, it's like my job too is to speak as intelligently as I can about this, these subjects without sort of replicating any ignorance. Do you know what I mean? Anything that may be, that can set someone off or may be disrespectful and so on and so forth. And so that is, you know, I love that challenge because it's a continuous education, continuous growth, not just intellectually or even spiritually and emotionally, but in all ways. And so I love that challenge.
It is a huge challenge. I know with Gospel at Colonus, you know, being on the stage, even going to Broadway, it's just remarkable how people were moved by it. They saw it more as a religion, a religious movement at times. You know, we heard people say, God is in this space, right? Which is really powerful. And then there were others going, so was that all fake? I mean, how did you guys do that? It was really a remarkable thing. I am so blessed to have been a part of that. Even though I didn't do the Broadway run like my siblings did, I am so honored to have been a piece of that. So how do you, when you look at the pieces that you go to see on the stages and you say to yourself, it's time now for another piece, when do you see it happen? Is it usually around Christmas? Is it usually around Easter when something new comes to the stage that deals with religion?
You know, I think it's any time. I mean, there are a couple of things I have to say about that. But one is that because the shows that are out there have become such standards, they really have a great place and a dominant place on the stage. So there isn't as far as I see, there hasn't been as much of a clamor for the new work. But I also want to say that there's a lot of spirituality infused in so much that we see and do. And sometimes it's something as small as a chorus that sounds like a gospel choir, right?
Right.
And sometimes it's the whole show. So, you know, the form itself, theater itself, and especially musical theater, is sort of redolent, sort of infused with spirituality and specific types of spirituality. And of course, we talk about, you know, Christianity, but you know, Rumi shows up, other things show up as well, and you know, the Greeks when they were doing their thing, they were invoking the spirit, but they weren't not necessarily invoking Christianity. You know, they were in Dionysus or, you know, Pan, you know, as the Romans would say. So they were, you know, the ancients were doing something similar, which is like, it's basically, and this is where I will come down, it's like, this is all spirit work, right? Mm-hmm. It's spirit work, and it's working with spirit evocation, and hopefully it's evocation for the best of all of us. You know?
So to be clear, are you, when you write about musicals specifically, it seems to be something you really enjoy. In fact, you enjoy theater, period. But, you know, musicals, I know I love them, and I'm just curious
to know. I have grown to love them. Yes. you know?
You have grown to love them. Okay, so you didn't always.
Yeah, well, initially, no, I mean, when, you know, the first time I was a teenager, I think I saw my first musical, it may have been like 13 or something like that. Yeah, I think it was, yeah, it was 13, 14 at the latest. But what's interesting is like, you know, like people, they're not natural, right? People don't, I don't wake up in the morning and say, good morning. You know, I don't do that.
Right. But is it as easy to write a review for a musical that is, does not have any religious points to it, or vice versa?
Well, I think, you know, I would back out of that a little bit and say, it's not even that it has a religious point per se. It's like, what is the big question? What is the animating question? What is the thing that has meaning for all of us? Because essentially, that's what religion does, right? Provides frameworks and answers and meaning for our lives. And is this show providing something along those lines, you know, or is it simply a diversion or an entertainment? So I try to judge the shows certainly on their own merits, and not to, you know, prejudge, and just to be open. You know, when I go see a comedy at the Brave New Workshop, you know, I sort of know what to expect in a way in terms of laughter and sending up the foibles of humanity and politicians and famous people and then, you know, social media trends and what have you. But I don't necessarily expect to see something that resonates with faith. Do you know what I mean?
See, this is why I love talking to you. You've brought clarity to me about this, because I was really curious when you have, you know, pieces on the stage and theater that really speak about religion. And people, like, you know, you don't want people to be offended or that sort of thing, but it's impossible. Somebody's going to be offended every time, wherever you go. So just knowing that's how you look through that lens, that's really beautiful, Rohan. And it was so good to see you today. So thank you for joining us
wonderful.
Tonight.
And this is a great, I love this conversation too, because, you know, theater came out of faith practice.
That's
and
right.
faith practice is deeply enmeshed with the theatrical practice. So I just, you know, I love that. The other thing too, and you mentioned it, and I want to ask you about this. You know, sometimes people ask, I ask actors, like, what are you calling on when you're performing? So when you were in Gospel of Colonus, did you call on your faith as you performed?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I didn't even think about it. It just happened. And the mm-hmm. audience at the same time participated in all of that. I mean, there was one night in Brooklyn Academy of Music, it caught on fire. And here we are on the stage. We never moved because the spirit was in the room, and people mm-hmm. started getting up and shouting in the aisles and calling out for God. And not because they were afraid. They thought, wow, this is amazing. So, yeah. And I still do today. If I'm on the stage, a theatrical stage, which I don't do hardly ever. Absolutely. My faith, is right there at all times. So there you go.
And
we have to go. We have got to continue this conversation, okay? We will make time to continue this conversation. This is Rohan Preston joining us. You've been with me for many years now, and I am so grateful to have you on tonight. If people want more information about your articles, all they do is go to StarTribune.com/Rohan Preston. Take care of yourself, Ro.
Thank you so much. Great seeing you.
You too, sir. Good night. All right, everyone, we'll be back with our final guest for this hour, Mick Sterling, his tribute to Elvis Costello we're talking about. Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment right here at WCCO Radio. If you have not heard about some of the artists that we've talked about tonight, I do understand there are so many great artists. Of course, we were looking for our own Mick Sterling, who is doing a tribute to Elvis Costello. That is happening on August 28th at 7 p.m., but we were not able to reach him tonight, unfortunately. So I will have to tell you then about my brother Fred and I. I've mentioned this before, and I am so excited that we are doing doing our show again. It's called Duos, Duets, and Pairings, featuring myself and my brother Fred Steele. And for the first time ever, we presented this about, maybe a month or a month and a half ago. And we had so much fun, sold out, a blast. I'm talking about music that will inspire you, lift you up, have fun, sing along. You want to get in the aisle and just kind of dance to it. It is a blast. It really is. And then there are songs that are romantic and beautiful and meaningful as well. So we do hope that you will come and check us out. This is happening on August 24th. That is this week. The show starts at 7 p.m. And again, it's called Duos, Duets, and Pairings with Geralyn and Fred Steele. I can't wait to see your faces there. There are still some tickets available, and we cannot wait to see you on Thursday night. Oh, I'm going to have a blast, y'all. I'm serious. I'm going to have a blast. Also, my sister Javita and I are doing a show at the Dakota on September 10th. Tickets are on sale as well. Javita's daughter, Jasmine, who can sing her face off, let me tell you. She is joining us again, along with our brother Fred on piano and the musicians that are joining us. We're so excited about it. So just come. We love to sing for you, and you always give back to us in love and support and so much more. So thank you for all that you do for all of the artists in the great state of Minnesota. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, if you've ever seen someone listed at any of the venues, especially at the state fair, of course, we know that there are going to be quite a difference in some of the grandstand artists. I remember when I first started going to the state fair that so many people thought, oh, it's only country singers that are singing. Well, no, that's long gone, although we do have a lot of great country artists on that stage at the grandstand. But honestly, you will be surprised sometimes at some of the places where you can hear hip-hop, not on the grandstand stage, but there's so much more music going on right there at the Minnesota State Fair. So look it up. Find out what is happening this year when it comes to concerts, and stay tuned to it. Really pay attention to who they are and what is happening and why they were brought here for this. I'm really excited about all of it. We got the Counting Crows coming August 26th, and Alice in Chains with Breaking Benjamin. That's August 25th. Portugal the Man and Manchester Orchestra. Oh, Pitbull is coming August 28th. Everybody's been talking about that. The Beach Boys and the Temptations are coming on August 29th. Jim Gaffigan is coming to the Minnesota State Fair on August 30th at 7 p.m. as well. REO Speedwagon and Styx and so much more. Even Diana Ross is coming on September 3rd. So get out, get your tickets, and support the grandstand artist as well. All right, it's been a pleasure for this hour. I just love Center Stage. I get a chance to learn about all types of artists. And because I have great producers, whether it is Jonathan Lowe or Chris Tubbs or both, even Jimmy Erickson every now and then stepping in from time to time, I just love it. So thank you so much for supporting us and coming out and making sure that we have an opportunity to be on the stage. There you go. All right, everyone. Coming up next is the Mom and Michael Hour. But I must tell you, Mama, Michael is not joining us tonight, unfortunately. But I am so excited for him to join us next Sunday. So stay tuned. Jonathan and I are going to have a ball. Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment right here at WCCO Radio. If you have not heard about some of the artists that we've talked about tonight, I do understand there are so many great artists. Of course, we were looking for our own Mick Sterling, who is doing a tribute to Elvis Costello. That is happening on August 28th at 7 p.m., but we were not able to reach him tonight, unfortunately. So I will have to tell you then about my brother Fred and I. I've mentioned this before, and I am so excited that we are doing our show again. It's called Duos, Duets, and Pairings, featuring myself and my brother Fred Steele. And for the first time ever, we presented this about, maybe a month or a month and a half ago. And we had so much fun, sold out, a blast. I'm talking about music that will inspire you, lift you up, have fun, sing along. You want to get in the aisle and just kind of dance to it. It is a blast. It really is. And then there are songs that are romantic and beautiful and meaningful as well. So we do hope that you will come and check us out. This is happening on August 24th. That is this week. The show starts at 7 p.m. And again, it's called Duos, Duets, and Pairings with Geralyn and Fred Steele. I can't wait to see your faces there. There are still some tickets available, and we cannot wait to see you on Thursday night. Oh, I'm going to have a blast, y'all. I'm serious. I'm going to have a blast. Also, my sister Javita and I are doing a show at the Dakota on September 10th. Tickets are on sale as well. Javita's daughter, Jasmine, who can sing her face off, let me tell you. She is joining us again, along with our brother Fred on piano and the musicians that are joining us. We're so excited about it. So just come. We love to sing for you, and you always give back to us in love and support and so much more. So thank you for all that you do for all of the artists in the great state of Minnesota. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, if you've ever seen someone listed at any of the venues, especially at the state fair, of course, we know that there are going to be quite a difference in some of the grandstand artists. I remember when I first started going to the state fair that so many people thought, oh, it's only country singers that are singing. Well, no, that's long gone, although we do have a lot of great country artists on that stage at the grandstand. But honestly, you will be surprised sometimes at some of the places where you can hear hip-hop, not on the grandstand stage, but there's so much more music going on right there at the Minnesota State Fair. So look it up. Find out what is happening this year when it comes to concerts, and stay tuned to it. Really pay attention to who they are and what is happening and why they were brought here for this. I'm really excited about all of it. We got the Counting Crows coming August 26th, and Alice in Chains with Breaking Benjamin. That's August 25th. Portugal the Man and Manchester Orchestra. Oh, Pitbull is coming August 28th. Everybody's been talking about that. The Beach Boys and the Temptations are coming on August 29th. Jim Gaffigan is coming to the Minnesota State Fair on August 30th at 7 p.m. as well. REO Speedwagon and Styx and so much more. Even Diana Ross is coming on September 3rd. So get out, get your tickets, and support the grandstand artist as well. All right, it's been a pleasure for this hour. I just love Center Stage. I get a chance to learn about all types of artists. And because I have great producers, whether it is Jonathan Lowe or Chris Tubbs or both, even Jimmy Erickson every now and then stepping in from time to time, I just love it. So thank you so much for supporting us and coming out and making sure that we have an opportunity to be on the stage. There you go. All right, everyone. Coming up next is the Mom and Michael Hour. But I must tell you, Mama, Michael is not joining us tonight, unfortunately. But I am so excited for him to join us next Sunday. So stay tuned. Jonathan and I are going to have a ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.